Good morning. It's Tuesday, October 7th, and this is Mamoun Azim with the morning news. Give us a few minutes and we'll give you the headlines you need to know, to be in the know. The US government shutdown is entering its sixth day after the Senate once again failed to pass funding bills. Both Republican and Democratic proposals collapsed on Monday, each falling short of the 60 votes needed. President Donald Trump blamed Democrats, urging them to open our government tonight. While Democrats insisted any deal must include healthcare protections for low-income Americans, thousands of federal workers remain furloughed or unpaid, and the White House has warned that permanent layoffs could begin if the impasse continues. Despite public frustration mounting, there's no clear path forward, only deepening division in Washington. Another news. The U.S. Supreme Court opens a historic new term that could reshape the balance of presidential power. At issue are Donald Trump's sweeping efforts to control state National Guards, fire independent officials, and cut federal spending. Lower courts have already blocked some actions, including troop deployments to Portland, calling them unconstitutional. Legal scholars say this term will test whether the court's conservative majority applies its principles evenly after striking down major Biden-era policies. With cases touching everything from tariffs to birthright citizenship, the justices' decisions could redefine how far a U.S. president can go and how much the courts will let him around the world. An Israeli airstrike in southern Lebanon has killed a husband and wife, Lebanese state media report. The man, Hassan Atwi, had lost his sight in last year's pager explosions that Israel used to target Hezbollah. His wife, Zainab Raslan, was driving when the strike hit. Israel has not commented, though it continues to target Hezbollah sites despite a ceasefire signed in November. The attack underscores the fragile calm along the border, where Israel still occupies several positions it calls strategic. Tensions remain high, with fears the conflict could flare up again. Another news, torrential rains have triggered landslides and floods across Nepal, killing at least 44 people and leaving 5 missing. The eastern district of Ilam was hit hardest, where entire villages were swept away after days of relentless rain. Helicopters are airlifting survivors as roads remain blocked and rescue teams battle mud and debris. The government has declared a national holiday and shut major highways, while India has offered assistance. The disaster struck just as families were returning from Dashain, Nepal's biggest festival, a grim reminder of how deadly the monsoon season remains in the Himalayas. Now you know and you're ready to go with the morning news. Share this with a friend and subscribe wherever you get your favorite podcasts. You can also sign up for our newsletter at themorningnews.com. Thank you for listening.